Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Linda Jacobs-Washington, Senior Policy Advisor for Community Initiatives at the U.S. Department of Transportation and Chair of the Local Federal Coordinating Committee of the Combined Federal Campaign for the National Capital Area. Linda, you had alluded to, but I'd like you to explore more last year's results. How have the fundraising goals changed from last year and why?
Well, last year we did great. In the National Capital Area, as I said before, we raised a record $66.5 million. And Mike, that was almost $4 million above the amount we raised in 2008. That is phenomenal. Now, this year, we have set a new goal of $67 million because, quite frankly, the needs are greater than ever. And we're going to meet that goal and exceed that goal as well.
And you had alluded to earlier in the last segment the fact that the combined mission is almost 50 years old now, right? And
yes.
Next year will be its 50th. What are the benefits of participating for federal agencies in such a centralized giving effort?
Sure. You know, the centralized giving approach benefits both federal agencies and charities. Now, for federal agencies, it provides us a focused, organized, efficient way to give to charities without being solicited, quite frankly, throughout the year. Another positive result is that the combined federal campaign brings agencies with diverse missions together towards a common goal, and it really builds teamwork and camaraderie among the federal employees. We feds are working together for a common mission. Charities love the combined federal campaign, and many, Mike, would not exist and could not survive without us. What it means to them is that more money goes to their charities because we, the feds, are providing the marketing, visibility, and exposure for their programs. That reduces their overhead and operating costs. Now, imagine the resources it would take for a small charity to send a simple mailer to 350,000 people and process the responses. We do that for them. Thousands of charities in Washington, throughout America, and around the world depend upon the generosity of employees of the federal government for their very existence. These charities provide services to every part of our community and touch every one of our lives. Funding through the combined federal campaign is one of the most important sources of revenue for these charities, as I said before. Since the donations provide a steady income stream throughout the year that keeps their programs operating. So they really like that steady stream of income because they can count on it.
That's great. And I was wondering, what do federal agencies do to support your efforts? And what are some of the innovative ways federal agencies have, you know, gotten the message out and are increasing contributions?
Volunteers. Volunteers increase awareness about the campaign by engaging leadership so that leadership can actively support the campaign. They speak personally to their coworkers and they plan creative campaign events. I will tell you that agency leadership and visibility are some of the keys to the success of this campaign. Many agencies have highlighted the CFC on their websites, and agency secretaries, and specifically mine at DOT, and administrators have sent blogs, emails, and broadcast messages to their staff. More than 130 federal agencies sponsored a wide range of creative events, from cruise-themed fundraisers at HUD to talent shows. For example, the Department of Interior is building off a talent show theme called DOI's Got Talent. These are fun ways to engage people in the campaign while at the same time showcasing the many talents of federal employees and highlighting the charities. So it's a win-win all the way around. I love the Farm Credit Administration's a recast of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. They did it for their kickoff for this year's theme. Their theme song is, "It's a Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, and it's a beautiful day in the FCA, a beautiful day for a favor. Would you donate? Could you donate? Won't you be a donor?" Now, I know I can't sing, so I'm not doing it justice, but it was fabulous. And I got to play Oprah during an interview session with my husband, who I'm sorry to say is a former Dallas Cowboy. I know when in Redskin territory, but we also did it with Lonnie Sanders, a former Redskin, and they both talked about the importance of giving. Also, my husband and I have attended many tailgate parties at agencies. Believe it or not, there are quite a few Cowboy fans in the area. CFC walks and runs have really caught on this year as a way to raise funds. So in addition to feds giving, we are getting in shape while doing so. So we're having fun and getting in shape and raising a lot of money.
So I wanted to go back because you did touch on the charities. If I'm a federal employee, how do I know those charities that are participating are actually legitimate?
Well, you can be very confident that they are because the Office of Personnel Management publishes requirements that all charities must meet to be included in the CFC. For example, charities must submit a copy of their audited financial statement in IRS Form 990. OPM reviews and approves all national and international charities, and our local federal coordinating committee, or the LFCC, reviews and approves all local charities. This is a detailed review process. The goal is that we want to know who you are, what you're doing, and that you are doing what you say you're doing. That's the bottom line.
That's wonderful. I wanted to go back because you had mentioned your efforts with your husband, who was a former Dallas Cowboy. I'm from New York City, so I'm a Giant fan. But anyway, I remember our conversation in 2008. You mentioned that, so that's very good. But I wanted to touch on the First and Goal initiative, where you loaned executive teams compete to raise money. Could you tell us more about that?
Sure. Well, you know, Washington is a football town. I'm a football junkie. I think you are too, Mike. So the idea of a First and Goal initiative came easy to me. This is my favorite time of the year. Besides CFC, I get to watch a lot of football. Well, in the national capital area for CFC, we have five teams of loaned executives who are account managers for each of the 130 agencies. The teams competed for valuable autographed footballs that were donated by the NFL Players Association. The top team representing the agencies with the largest donations by December 1st were awarded the footballs. The winning agencies are using these footballs to raise additional funds. The Department of Energy won a ball autographed by D'Angelo Hall, a Washington Redskins two-time Pro Bowl defensive cornerback. The Department of Interior received the ball autographed by former Washington Redskins Brian Mitchell. And HHS got the ball autographed by Matt Stover, two-time Pro Bowl place kicker for the Baltimore Ravens. I have to tell you, this activity brought a lot of competitive spirit to the loaned executives and the agencies, and we all managed to have some wonderful fun.
Wonderful idea. I want to talk about more ideas. What the 10 action agencies can take to make their effort in the CFC and NCA successful and effective?
Well, first and foremost, we must engage agency leadership to actively and visibly support this year's campaign because leaders motivate and inspire. Next, we have to continue what we're doing with the activities and the events. It's fun, but it also engages people and it raises money. We need to use personal stories to make giving relevant. There are many, many inspirational stories around our offices. When we're working with people day in and day out, they share wonderful stories with us. So you should use those to inspire other folks. We need to stress the ease of choosing a charity and making a donation, and encourage donations through payroll deduction, because donating this way allows us as charities to budget our giving over the year, and charities to have a greater impact with year-round fundraising. We need to encourage coworkers to use the online resources for searching for charities and making donations. It's available 24/7 from just about anywhere, and it saves a tree. Agency volunteers, from campaign managers to key workers, can use the ideas of others rather than reinventing the wheel. So steal ideas from folks. It's the one time you can steal. And keep the campaign visible with posters, graphics, and video messages. And take advantage of support from your loaned executives. The most important thing is always remember to say thank you to every donor and every volunteer. And the emphasis is on every.
That's wonderful. And I wanted to talk about the idea of e-giving and the push around e-giving. How does that facilitate and encourage pledging? And what are some of the reasons you would donate using e-giving?
You know, there's so many good reasons for e-giving. First, it's what our donors want based upon feedback they gave us from prior campaigns and focus groups. It's fast, it's simple, it's secure, it's user-friendly, and it's confidential. It's a wonderful process. It helps us go green by limiting printed documents, and it reduces our overall campaign processing costs. And again, it's available 24/7 from almost anywhere.
How is the combined federal campaign for the National Capital Area focusing on success? We will ask Linda Jacobs Washington, chair of the local federal coordinating committee, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.